from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Clay gets free off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! He's the fourth Warrior ever to get 60 points. And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974.
I'm out.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Oh, God. Clay memories. Are we at a point where we're going to have only memories left with Clay? Welcome back to 95.7 The Game. It's Mark, Randy, and Evan Giddings with you. No, nothing is official yet. In fact, it can't become official until we begin July anyway and free agency opens. But latest report from Anthony Slater of The Athletic. Quote, I'm going to read the first paragraph here. Quote, Klay Thompson isn't currently mulling a shorter than desired offer from the Golden State Warriors. Despite a wide open negotiation window, there isn't a 1-year, 2-year, or 3-year deal on the table because nothing is currently on the table, according to league sources. There has been no productive discussions between the Warriors and Thompson or his representatives. Talks are essentially frozen with free agency now less than 10 days away. Thompson's exit from the only franchise he has ever known feels closer and more probable than ever before. End quote. That's Anthony Slater of The Athletic about a half hour ago, and we've been reacting to it here on 95.7 The Game, and we will for the next hour. Again, it's Mark Randy and Evan Giddings with you. If you want to join the show, tell us what you think about Clay. Are you surprised the Warriors reportedly haven't even made Clay an offer? And does this seem to you that maybe a bigger move is potentially in the works? If so, who is that bigger move? Who is that bigger player the Warriors are trying to go out and get? 888-957-9570. That's the number to call and the Xfinity mobile text line. And Evan, as we're sorting through this report and we're trying to figure out exactly what it all means, you are on top of it. You think that this means there is a potential big move that the Warriors are trying to position themselves to make? And after thinking about it a little bit more and reading more from Anthony Slater, I tend to agree. Now, who knows if that move is going to happen and who knows even what that move is, but it does seem relatively clear they are trying to position themselves to have the ability to do something. All it takes is a different team or a different player to say yes, and they are setting themselves up to make something like that happen.
Yeah, I think two things that I take away from it. Number one, the Warriors are very afraid, and it is real, the ramifications of the second apron. So that's number one, which they are currently below, only because Klay Thompson is not locked in for about $25 to $26 million.
That would put them over.
That would put them over. Right now, they're at 174 with Chris Paul and Kevon Looney on the roster. I think that Chris Paul is the contract that they're trying to use for really the bigger takeaway from the story, which is the Warriors are trying to go big game hunting. The Warriors are trying to get a 150-pound tuna. They're trying to get a marlin. They're trying to get a big fish this offseason. And that is what I take away when I hear that they haven't even discussed a contract length, dollar figures, any of that with a four-time champion who's been here for over a decade, because they're focused on bigger and better in trying to improve this roster from a place that was a non-playoff team to a team that can go back and potentially contend next season. So Klay Thompson right now might fit into those plans, but he's not the priority. And in fact, he might not be one of the second or third dominoes that they're looking at knocking over right now, because the first domino is GP2. He opts in. The second domino that appears in a couple days is going to be Kevon Looney. And then they have a few more days until what they have to do with Chris Paul's contract. That's the contract I think they're trying to use to acquire this big fish. And Klay Thompson, it seems like, is just going to have to sit and wait. And if he really, really wants to go out and try and find big money for himself, it doesn't appear like it's going to be in Golden State, and I don't think he's going to sign anytime soon, because I do think he does want to be a Warrior, but right now it doesn't feel like the Warriors are really prioritizing and wanting him.
Yeah, there's a handful of big dates here. So Kevon Looney's $8 million contract guarantees on Monday. If the Warriors don't make a decision, they just do nothing, that $8 million guarantees then. They can pay him $3 million now or tomorrow and just have him go away, and they would be free of that contract, only would have to pay $3 million there. But because of the luxury tax and all that, it really doesn't save them that much money. And the report also from Anthony Slater is that Kevon Looney will be back. The Warriors will fully guarantee his contract, and they will owe him $8 million for next season. That happens on Monday. We will know that by Monday at the latest. The other big date, as you talked about, the third domino, is Chris Paul. And Chris Paul's date is June 28th. $30 million, it's non-guaranteed right now. Before June 28th, which is a week from yesterday, so next Friday, or this coming Friday, the Warriors, up until that point, can just say, all right, bye-bye Chris Paul, and they would owe him absolutely nothing. But if you are trying to acquire a big name, generally big names come with big money, and in order for the Warriors to acquire big money, you have to send out big money, because you are over the cap and you can't just outright sign someone while being over the cap this much. So the Warriors ship out Chris Paul and his $30 million, maybe another contract with it as well, and you get back somebody of similar value. And that's how you could go about, you know, acquiring a new big name player that makes a lot of money. You need that Chris Paul slot to make it work, or at least it makes it work much easier.
Yeah.
Now, also what's interesting is the Warriors and Chris Paul, they can talk amongst themselves and agree to push that date back. So there's a chance that June 28th ultimately is not the date that Chris Paul's contract comes due. They can agree and push that date back into July, and both teams might have a reason to do so, because if the Warriors are saying, hey, Chris, you're not going to be a Warrior, let's like try to figure out the best outcome for everybody. Let's try to get you somewhere that maybe you want to be. Let's agree to push this date off and give us all a little bit more time to figure things out. Now, on the flip side there, Evan, if you're Klay Thompson, that just means you might have to be waiting even longer. And he's clearly already frustrated that he's had to wait this long. The Warriors have had every opportunity to negotiate with Klay. He is their free agent. They can talk to him. No other team can right now, yet they haven't offered him a contract. If the Warriors continue or agree with Chris Paul to push off his guaranteed contract date, Klay would have to wait even longer.
And I think the Warriors, again, they're kind of calling his bluff. You know, if he's someone that is prideful and sees the Warriors' offer or lack of an offer as disrespectful and wants to go out and test free agency, they're saying, well, just go for it. You know, that's fine.
Guest.
You know, we appreciate everything you've done here. We love you. But right now, you just don't fit. And I think they can hide behind the shield of the second apron, which it also appears like, not just from Slater's story, but from the contracts and moves we've seen so far, there's a lot of other teams that are afraid of the second apron, too.
I would understand why.
Exactly. I don't think that we're going to see these, you know, 4 or 5 year deals just willy-nilly maxing out different players, even if you can pay the tax, just because you're going to get hit in other areas. You're not going to be able to make moves the way you want to. There's going to be restrictions, and the Warriors are afraid of that, but I think other teams are too. And so I think that's also why, you know, the report about Klay Thompson, Orlando wanting him for 1 year, or Philadelphia not necessarily being in on Klay Thompson. It doesn't seem like whether Klay Thompson tests free agency and goes somewhere else, or if he stays in Golden State, Klay Thompson's going to have to swallow his pride this summer. Like, I don't think he's going to get what he wants or what he feels like he deserves. And the Warriors right now are not necessarily in a position to give him what he wants. And I understand why. It what does suck about it is Klay, who might be the most affable of the big three, you take a look at his entire career, has to be the guy that falls on the sword.
Yeah.
Because just a year ago, Draymond Green got $100 million.
4 years.
Three with a player option. You're assuming he's going to opt into that because he'll be 37 years old and probably won't be worth $25 million.
Exactly.
So it sucks that Klay Thompson has to be the first guy that is going to have to swallow his pride, but by all indications, that's what it's looking like if he wants to remain a Warrior.
I think it's a good point. Like, there is the Warrior side of this, and it's purely business, and you can understand it, but I don't think it's fair to point Klay out as, like, the villain. Like, Klay, come on, just accept less. Like,
no.
It's also completely understandable why Klay would be pretty damn upset by all of this. I won 4 championships with you. I tore my ACL and Achilles. I tore my ACL trying to keep us in a finals game and then rehabbing, ready to get back. I tear my Achilles. I fight all the way back. I helped you win another championship. I lead the league in three-pointers made, not this most recent season, but the previous one. Klay has every reason to be upset, and I don't blame him. Klay, go out and get every dollar that you possibly can. What really sucks for Klay, And maybe ultimately it's a good thing for the Warriors, and maybe we'll look back at this as a good thing, but what sucks for Klay is maybe he's not as valued around the league as he thought, as we all thought. You were right. I mean, Bobby Marks said, oh, probably around $30 million a year. That seems like absolute crazy talk now. Absolutely crazy right now. And there's so many teams, you're right, that are scared about the second apron and losing draft picks and making, you know, paying dollar for dollar in salary tax what you'd be paying in just the roster bonuses and everything that you'd be paying out anyway. Like, it is an unfortunate reality for Klay Thompson, and this latest report makes it seem like a reality. And there's another line here from this Anthony Slater piece via The Athletic. And if you're just joining us, Anthony Slater has reported that not only are talks frozen between Klay and the Warriors now, but the Warriors haven't even made Klay an offer this offseason. One more piece from Slater, and I quote, "The Warriors have actively been searching for paths to larger scale upgrades using Chris Paul's non-guaranteed $30 million contract as a flexible tool." So that goes into exactly what you're saying, Evan. The Warriors, Klay Thompson is nowhere near their priority because they have, in their mind, bigger fish to fry, and the bigger fish to fry is potentially using Chris Paul's contract, which becomes guaranteed in 6 days, potentially, to make a deal work for another big-name guy. They're working against the clock, and Klay is nowhere on their radar right now.
Yeah, and the Warriors, I'm not sure if they don't use Chris Paul's contract for a trade, I'm not sure if they're actually going to be able to spend that money the way that they want. The thing with Klay also, too, is I think we have to keep in mind the actions of the Warriors, which he's also probably perceiving towards him right now as being disrespectful. Not number one, because he thinks he's a champion. He played 77 games last year, whatever he was proud of, and, you know, was a guy that was able to move to the bench, come back. Klay Thompson still thinks that he's a quality player, but let's leave that aside. You think Klay is great, or you think Klay is a scrub or somewhere in between, doesn't really matter. What the Warriors have done the last now 2 off seasons, they gave Jordan Poole a 4-year, $140 million extension. They gave Andrew Wiggins a 4-year, $109 extension. And they gave Draymond Green essentially a 4-year, $100 million extension.
Yep.
Klay's probably just sitting there like, where's my bag?
It's my turn, right?
Where's my bag?
Yep.
He's coming off a 5-year max contract. He knows he's not going to get $40-plus million a year, but he's saying, you gave $140 to a guy who's not on the team anymore. You gave $109 to a guy who may or may not be on the team, depending on the month, and you gave $100 to a guy that could stay on the floor because of his own actions. Where's my bag? I feel like that's totally reasonable if you're in Klay's shoes to wonder, where is my money? And the Warriors have not even offered him any money, have not offered him any years from the report from Anthony Slater.
Yeah.
I would be pretty pissed about that if I was him.
Yeah, not only not a three-year deal, which he was reportedly looking for, not only not a two-year deal, which we previously thought was on the table, that was at least the offer in the beginning of the season. Maybe the Warriors would offer less money. It was 2 for $48 million. The report was late in the offseason last year that he declined. But not only it's not that amount of money, it's not even 2 years, and it's not even a one-year deal. They haven't offered him anything.
No, they haven't, and it doesn't appear that they will.
It makes sense why, you know, we found out late last week, that Klay unfollowed the Warriors on Instagram, and he deleted a bunch of photos of him in Warriors gear, and we were talking, well, is he actually upset, or is this a negotiation tactic? Is he pulling a Deebo Samuel, right? Is he pulling a Brandon Ayuk? Is he just upset and trying to make more money? No, maybe it was, I'm done with these guys, because they haven't even offered me a contract at all yet, and I've won four championships here. If I was in Klay's spot, I would be upset too. No doubt about it.
No, and I think that the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union brings up a good point from Haruku Hitoki. You know, you just stated three bad contracts by the Warriors. They don't need to make it four. That's true. Like that, but that's the Warriors' prerogative. Klay Thompson's is just reading the body language,
yeah,
and saying, well, you paid these guys. You've always paid me. Shouldn't you pay me again? And the Warriors are saying, well, yeah, but In a way, the Warriors, to the chat's point, are telling on themselves. They're telling us by not having anything for Klay, not even offering him a number or a year to Klay Thompson, that, yeah, we made some poor choices. Like, we shouldn't have given Jordan Poole that money. We maybe shouldn't have given Andrew Wiggins that money. And I don't know why we gave 4 years to Draymond Green at this point, but the train's got to stop somewhere. And I'm sorry, but Klay, TikTok, your time's up. Like, you just happen to be the guy that's next up, and because of our own mistakes, it feels like he's the guy that's catching the short end of the stick.
No doubt about it. And my mind goes to, okay, what would happen, and what would the Warriors offseason look like if Klay accepted the 2 for $48 million extension before last season?
I mean, they'd probably just move off of Chris Paul to get under the apron.
And then they wouldn't really have any room to do anything else.
No, because you wouldn't be able to combine salaries, because you would be at or above the second apron. Or you'd be right near there. And I think maybe that's why the Warriors, the 24 was an important number to them, because that gets them
just
right
under the second,
to about 190, which is the second apron this upcoming season.
So maybe that ultimately would have been looked at as another bad contract if it happened. Because if they had $24 million a year tied up to Klay right now, you say bye to Chris Paul, you get nothing back for him, and you're looking at potentially having to package up a couple of pieces that are valuable to you in terms of actually playing major minutes to get anyone in return, and how are you getting any better that way?
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, obviously Poole and Wiggins were rewarded after winning a championship. Draymond was rewarded the year I guess they made the conference semis. There's you could poke holes in any of those deals.
Yeah,
and I think now it's just, they're number one, they're 2 years removed from a championship, but like, I'm not sure any of those three guys get the money they do if they're coming off a season in which they missed the postseason. It doesn't, like, I don't think that the 0 for 10 has as much to do with it at all.
No.
It just has to do with the fact that the Warriors as a team, because Klay played a ton of games, but he obviously wasn't able to impact winning enough for them to not be a 10 seed.
Yeah. I mean, you just simply can't run it back. And for better or worse, Klay, because of what his contract would likely be, at least at this stage of the offseason, Klay kind of, in a way, represents running it back. Like, it's difficult for the Warriors to go out and change who they are if they pay Klay $20 million a year. Like, it just becomes more difficult for them to do that. So, in a sense, Klay kind of represents running it back, and the Warriors simply can't run it back. It's sad, because Klay is a legend and he's always going to be a Warriors fan favorite, and he won four championships here, and who knows what the future holds. Maybe he ultimately does sign for less than he wanted, and then he comes back and he rides off into the sunset with Steph and Dre, and they're all Warriors for life. We'll find out. But what is particularly interesting and maybe telling, and it gives us an insight into Klay Thompson's mind, and while, you know, it's maybe not a good thing to do, trying to dive into a professional athlete's mind and want to respect his boundaries, but What Anthony Slater wrote near the end of this latest report, Evan, it's on The Athletic. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider, Warriors insider here on 95.7 The Game. He was talking about how maybe Klay's market is going to be a little bit smaller and not as promising as previously expected. So he says, quote, that might lead some to presume that that'll lead back to an inevitable reunion with the Warriors at a rate both sides are comfortable. But that's not necessarily the case, writes Anthony Slater. Even if the Warriors eventually approach Thompson with a competitive offer, matching or exceeding the money in years, it has become increasingly conceivable, according to league sources, that Thompson will decide to leave regardless, searching for a new, fresh start in a different environment. So the Warriors here, not only, Evan, are they calling maybe the market's bluff in terms of what they might be willing to offer Klay Thompson, but they're also potentially signaling Klay comes back, Klay doesn't come back. It's not a make-or-break moment for us. We understand that we might be frustrating Klay off enough to the point where he might not come back regardless, and the Warriors have probably made the decision that, okay, if that happens, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and again, I just think it signals that the Warriors are not looking at Klay Thompson as the contract or the piece or the re-signing that will make or break their offseason. He is, if he wants to be, a part of it. I think that also Malik Monk probably hurt Klay a little bit for multiple reasons. Number one, I don't think a lot of people consider Klay Thompson right now to be better than Malik Monk, even though he comes off the bench. Okay, so Malik Monk is making less than $20 million a year. Clearly, Malik Monk didn't feel like he could get more than $20 million for 4 years from a different location.
Yep.
That's also revealing about the market in that if Klay Thompson chooses to test it, and it appears that he will because the Warriors haven't said anything, that he's not going to be able to get more than $20 million over the course of 3 or 4 years. And there's more reason to believe that Malik Monk could stay healthy and be effective, if not get better, over the course of 4 years than obviously Klay Thompson, who's going to be 35 next season. So I think it is a little revealing about the market. And if you're the Warriors, you have even more reason just to stand pat. And you have even more reason just to kind of sit on your hands and say, you know, Klay, basically figure out or tell us what you're worth. And you're going to tell us what you're worth by going out and negotiating with another team. And, you know, like, I just feel like it's kind of, the Warriors are setting themselves up so that if Klay comes back, it's because he has no other option. But if he leaves, it's going to be because that's what he wants. It's on his own accord. So I think it is as much about the actual basketball aspect of things as it is about the optics, because you can't be seen as a franchise that essentially pushes a legend out the door. And I don't necessarily view it like that because they're coming off a bad season. Klay hasn't been the same player. And also the market is not telling us that Klay Thompson is worth as much as I'm sure he thinks he is.
It's going to be an interesting offseason because...
I mean, do you feel like the Warriors, when you read that, do you feel like the Warriors are kind of pushing him out the door? Maybe that's something we can get into on the other side for our final segment.
Yeah, maybe. I think at the very least, they are okay with him leaving. I think in a vacuum, they would want him back. Like, they think they're a better basketball team with him on the roster. They desperately need shooting. Like, they need shooting. And while Klay has kind of had an up and down season, most recent season, shooting wise, it's not like he was terrible from deep. We hold him to such a high standard because he's the second greatest shooter to ever live. But, you know, he's still a pretty decent shooter, and the Warriors without him become very bad as a shooting team. Like, you got Steph and you got no one else that consistently can hit the three. You need shooters, and Klay is your easiest path to getting a pretty good shooter. And I know a lot of Warrior fans will balk at that and say, well, he was terrible last year. He wasn't terrible. For his standards, not great, but he wasn't terrible. But they need shooting. But I think the Warriors are, at the very least, Evan, saying if he walks, it's not going to make or break whether or not we have a successful offseason. They think that there is much more room to improve elsewhere, and not having Klay on the roster, not having his contract on the roster, makes that move that much easier.
No, I don't think they view Klay Thompson not being back as taking a step back. Otherwise, I think there would be negotiations,
yes,
and talks.
No doubt.
If Klay Thompson is on the team next year, great. If he's not, There's no reason we can't win more than 46 games. That's kind of the tone or tenor that I'm feeling.
Yeah, I feel that as well. All right, time for a break. We got one final segment here on a Saturday on 95.7 The Game. Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors negotiations frozen currently, and according to a report from our own Anthony Slater, the Warriors haven't even offered him a contract, period, this offseason. Not a three-year deal, not a two-year deal, not even a one-year deal. That is the report from our Warriors insider, Anthony Slater of The Athletic. We can get into that and more. Plus, are the Warriors situating themselves for a big move? If so, what is that move? We can talk about that and more as well. You can join the conversation, 888-957-9570. It's Mark Randy and Evan Giddings with you. More coming up on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. We got 30 minutes left here on 95.7 The Game on a Saturday late morning. Mark Randy, Evan Giddings with you. We are reacting to the latest report from our Warriors insider, Anthony Slater, that not only have the Warriors and Klay Thompson kind of been frozen out of negotiations, you know, on either side right now, nothing is going on at the moment, but the Warriors reportedly, according to Anthony Slater, have not even offered Klay a contract this offseason. Not a three-year deal, which he was reportedly looking for, not a two-year deal, not even a one-year deal. The Warriors, according to Anthony Slater, have not even offered Klay Thompson a contract, period. And it seems as if, and understandably so, that has frustrated Klay Thompson to the point where he has unfollowed the Warriors on Instagram. He's deleted the number of pictures of him on that Instagram. And also, according to Slater, it has maybe upset him enough that even if the Warriors eventually come around and give Klay the years and the money that he wants, maybe he says, you know what, you've pissed me off enough, I want to leave anyway. That all from Anthony Slater via The Athletic earlier today, our Warriors insider Anthony Slater. But there are kind of, as we welcome you back, it's Mark Rianney and Evan Giddings. Evan, there are kind of some conflicting reports going on around the NBA right now, because earlier we heard from Tim McMahon of ESPN, covers the Mavericks specifically, but also the NBA as a whole. He said, on the Hoop Collective podcast via ESPN that the Warriors reportedly offered Klay Thompson a two-year deal. But now Anthony Slater of The Athletic is saying the Warriors haven't offered him anything. There's the report that Klay is looking for a three-year deal. The Magic reportedly not interested in giving him a three-year deal. We have all these kind of odd reporting, odd reports that are kind of butting heads. I tend to believe Slater because he's plugged in like this like nobody else, but McMahon of ESPN saying the Warriors offered him a two-year deal, Slater saying they haven't offered him anything. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, it's really hard right now, but it also the timing of the scrubbing is also interesting too, because I originally thought that, well, if it is true that Klay Thompson was thinking about a two-year deal from the Warriors, but he wants three, well, then you take down some pictures, you unfollow him on Instagram. That's the signal publicly that you're unhappy with maybe the years or the money. But Slater just dropped a bomb an hour ago and basically said there's no money or years. Like, there hasn't been a contract.
There's been
offer.
Nothing.
It sounds like there hasn't been a single, well, there's probably been negotiations, but the talks have frozen. So whatever the negotiations were, likely between Klay's agent and the front office, that they've gone nowhere. So, like, they are at an impasse. This is a standoff right now. And it seems, how I read it, is the Warriors are basically asking Klay Thompson to dictate his own market. And then if he decides that, or he finds out whatever he's worth, then he can either choose to take it somewhere else or get it back in Golden State. I think the Warriors are betting on the fact that Klay Thompson's services are not going to be wanted, as much as right here at home. And that the difference between leaving, they're banking on Klay being a hometown boy and eventually taking a hometown discount.
It does seem that way, yeah. And if you are the Warriors, like, this, it makes sense, right? Like, this seems to be a sound business decision, a sound basketball decision. And when I say decision, nothing has been finalized yet. But at this moment, Evan, for the Warriors, the Warriors' path to getting better and to being a better basketball team, maybe it comes at the risk of alienating one of your franchise greats and pissing him off. And making him upset, and maybe he leaves and it gets a little ugly, and maybe he signs somewhere else and his introductory presser, he badmouths the Warriors. Like, maybe it gets ugly. It seems to be the right thing for the Warriors to do in this moment is to not agree to a contract with Klay at this moment, to allow yourself room to explore other options. And for that, while I completely understand how it might upset Klay, I think the Warriors deserve a little bit of credit for being willing to potentially make the tough decision and to potentially upset one of your franchise greats for the sake of trying to improve the team. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And while it is upsetting and difficult, I think the Warriors do deserve a little bit of credit for at least being willing to go out there and maybe upset one of your greats.
I wouldn't give him credit for that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I also don't think it's that.
Like, you don't want to just give
a choice, though.
You just don't want to give out a thank you contract for the sake of the fact that he won you four titles.
But why can't you give out a thank you contract? Because you've already given out three thank you contracts the last 2 years, and one of them's no longer on the team.
Okay, so maybe no credit is deserved, but we can agree that it's probably the right decision and a smart decision.
Yeah, but it's also a result of you making poor decisions. So, like, Klay Thompson, again, he's going to have to fall on the sword, in all probability, because the Warriors have expended themselves. They've spent a ton of money, and they've put it in the wrong places, for the most part. Andrew Wiggins right now is a bad contract. They tried to trade him at the deadline.
Remember when he signed, and it was a gigantic
discount?
It was
a great deal. Yeah. Jordan Poole. I forget who said it last year. Someone on ESPN. It might be the worst contract in the NBA right now.
I think it was Bobby Marks as well.
Now, credit to them for getting off that contract, but they still gave him that deal. Andrew Wiggins is a bad contract. Draymond Green, after 1 year, as still effective as a player as Draymond Green is, if he's going to be suspended for 25 games for the remaining 3 years of his contract, that's a bad deal. That's a bad contract. So, Klay Thompson, I understand why he's pissed off. I also understand why the Warriors do not want to give in to his wants or demands. because they put themselves in a position where they can't keep giving out these thank you contracts, especially after a season in which you didn't have a single playoff home game.
Okay, so what,
what
becomes important here isn't just like ultimately what happens with Clay, and that's obviously part of this whole thing. But the reason why it seems, and we can read between the lines, and Slater even said as much, the Warriors are trying to set themselves up to make a bigger move. Part of this Clay situation is to wait with Clay. Wait with Clay. Just wait, because you want to have enough space to be able to move spots around, pieces around, and maybe get another contract in here. The risk is you alienate Clay and maybe you lose him entirely. And as we both agree, he's still a valuable piece on this team. You need his shooting. You need shooting, period. There becomes like the other half of this, which is, okay, what is the option that is leading you down this road? Like, what is the risk? What is the reward to this risk of Clay? Like, you're risking losing Clay. What's the reward here? And there's a big move, potentially, that is out there. What is the move, Evan, that makes what they're doing to Clay Thompson worth that risk? Because it has to be something that moves the needle at least a little bit to make this worth it.
Well, I think there's two big names that are or will be on the trade market very soon that have been reported this week. One of them is Paul George, who can opt into his 48.7 and then be used in a trade by the Clippers.
Could you do a sign-in trade with Paul George, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could, and that's maybe what he wants.
Probably.
He wants a new contract.
Yeah.
You could also trade for Jimmy Butler, who's got 2 years left at around $48 or $49 million. I think those are the two players that the Warriors are weighing. I think Paul George is on the table. I think Jimmy Butler is on the table. And so it's not as if the Warriors don't want Clay. I just don't think that they're willing to put a contract on the table that would jeopardize the possibility of upgrading to another star. And I think the two stars that are on the market and that are gettable are Paul George and Jimmy Butler. And those are probably the two guys that the Warriors are trying to figure out how they fit, how they can get them, what they have to give up. And that means, Clay, you're going to be on the back burner. So are the Warriors trying to piss Clay off on purpose? No, I think they're trying to get better. And the residual effect of that might just be pissing off Clay Thompson.
So are the Warriors, say, with Jimmy Butler, and say you got to trade, obviously you got to give matching money. Say it gets done and Chris Paul is involved and Jonathan Kuminga is involved and picks are involved and you get Jimmy Butler back. Okay? You get Jimmy Butler back, you lose Chris Paul. Okay, that's whatever. You're not planning on having him around anyway. You lose Jonathan Kuminga and you lose picks, and maybe there's other piece or two in there as well. Say that also means you don't get Clay back. Maybe he doesn't sign somewhere else immediately, but he's so upset at you that you don't get him back. Let's just say the net addition subtraction here is you get Jimmy Butler, you lose Clay, Kuminga, Chris Paul, and picks. Is that worth it? Does that make the Warriors a better basketball team?
I mean, I think they're telling you yes. Otherwise, I think Clay Thompson would have at least an offer. Like if bringing Clay back was a part of the Warriors getting significantly better, I don't think this report comes out. I don't think we hear that they're not speaking or that talks have frozen. I mean, just from a bird's eye view and at a quick glance after reading all this, you know, I'm just looking at the Warriors' salary table for next season, and I do think it's very clear that Klay Thompson is not a priority, because right now, the difference between what the Warriors have on the books, including Chris Paul, and the second apron is roughly $15 or $16 million. So if they want to use and combine contracts, they're going to have to stay below that. That means right now they might not have budgeted more than $15 million for Klay Thompson. You know, if they want to use multiple deals to bring back a big boy player and also remain under the second apron, which Joe Lacob has not just said is a priority, but now his actions are showing me that it is the priority to stay below the second apron. So
he said he might want to get all the way out of the cap entirely, which seems very unlikely. But you're right, at least under the second apron.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can completely get out of the salary cap unless they want to not re-sign Clay, move off of Chris. And if their intention is to bring back Looney, that also would be a contract that they'd probably move off of. But regardless, yeah, I think Chris Paul's the next big domino, because he's the one that can court them, that can bring back a big boy. And so if you're looking at Chris, 30, and you look at Kuminga, is going to be 7.5. I think someone like Gary Payton II might probably be a salary filler. Moses Moody is going to be making close to 6 next season. He's also extension eligible this summer. Maybe they don't want to have him beyond 2025.
And has maybe a little bit of value still as a young guy.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Pajemski could be in there. Like, all of these things they could do to go out and get somebody worth, you know, $45 to $50 million. I think that's the player they're targeting, and that's the player that is, if he's here, probably going to cost Clay his roster spot.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, it's Mark Ranney, Evan Giddings with you, 888-957-9570. Anthony Slater of The Athletic has reported, I'm going to read a portion of this for you, quote, Clay Thompson isn't currently mulling a shorter-than-desired offer from the Golden State Warriors. Despite a wide-open negotiation window, there isn't a one-year, two-year, or three-year deal on the table because nothing is currently on the table, according to league sources. There has been no productive discussion between the Warriors and Thompson or his representatives. Talks are essentially frozen. With free agency less than 10 days away, Thompson's exit from the only franchise he has ever known feels closer and more probable than ever before. That's pulled straight from the Slater article on The Athletic. He later tweeted out with the link to the article saying, quote, there has been no offer made. So it's not just that an offer was made, denied by Clay, and then pulled off the table by the Warriors. There hasn't been any offer made by the Warriors, which, as we've talked about, signals, I think, very clearly, very obviously, that Klay Thompson is not the Warriors' priority. He has, understandably so, gotten frustrated and upset, or so it appears, unfollowed the Warriors on social media, on Instagram, deleted some photos, and is now potentially testing the market. What is even more interesting, as Slater reports, is that the market potentially is not as hot on Klay Thompson as we previously thought. We've brought up the $30 million number quite often. That was a number that Bobby Marks, ESPN's NBA salary cap expert, threw out a number of months ago about Klay Thompson's potential free agency value this offseason. Maybe he wants 3 years. Maybe he's not getting the right years. Maybe he wants $30 million, and maybe he's not getting anywhere near $30 million. And free agency has not even opened yet, so there's still a lot of time for all this to change and develop. But the development from Anthony Slater, no contract offer from the Warriors to Clay, and the market maybe a little bit more scarce. Maybe it's teams worried about Clay's injury history and his age. Maybe it's teams worried about the salary cap and the tax. But there are a lot of teams out there who are under the cap and have room to spend and have money to spend. But according to Slater, perhaps even those teams aren't willing to meet Klay Thompson's contract demands. So it's turning into a game of chicken. Who is going to flinch first? And the Warriors are betting that it's going to be Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, if this is true, and Slater's reporting that the Warriors have essentially not even opened up conversations after the finals, I think the Warriors are okay with letting him walk. Like, I think they're all right with the big three being broken up. I mean, that's essentially the report. They're okay if Klay Thompson's not on the team next year. And some people might perceive that as disrespectful. I think more people than last year are also reading it as, you know, essential. But either way, it's a big move. Like, I know that I don't read it as Klay Thompson being a priority for the Warriors, but it is a big change if Klay Thompson is no longer wearing a Warriors jersey next year, and that's going to be a shock to a lot of people. But the Warriors are no longer in a position to where they can, I guess, kind of just operate and run things back. Like you said, Mark, I don't think they can run this back. And if they think that Klay Thompson means that they are locked into just keeping the band together because of money or because of play style or because he won't, you know, acquiesce to a new role, I don't know what the reason is, but if Klay Thompson represents running it back to them, I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah, it seems that way. And now I guess if we play this out, like, what's the worst case scenario? So Warriors delay on a potential Klay deal. They upset him. They try to take a big swing, and it doesn't work out. For whatever reason, it doesn't work out. You end up cutting Chris Paul or whatever, and you don't have him, but you save those $30 million, but you're not able to get anyone of value back, so you lose that contract slot as well. You get Looney back, you have GP2 back, but you pissed off Clay enough that he doesn't want to come back either. So now suddenly, you don't, the wiggle room you allowed yourself by delaying the Clay deal didn't really pay off. You lose Chris Paul, you lose Clay, and you have no room to do anything else unless you're trading away Wiggins, which, okay, maybe you want to do that. That it's a decent amount of money. You trade away Kuminga, you trade away Moody. If this gamble doesn't pay off, the Warriors don't have a lot of other room to make moves where you clearly say that makes them better, because the only other way to get someone of value back at that point that can legitimately help you is to give away more of your prize assets, like a Jonathan Kuminga, potentially. And if you're already without Clay and you're already without Chris Paul and you get rid of Kuminga, suddenly this team looks entirely different. So it is a risk, because this could go poorly. You need two sides to make a deal, to make a trade. You're not going to just sign Paul George because you can't. You're over the cap. You can't just sign a major free agent like that. You're going to have some other team work with you. And there's a chance that this all does not work out. You lose Clay, you lose Chris Paul, you lose that contract slot, and now you're stuck back at square one.
Yeah, I think the larger risk to me is losing the favor of the fans, but I don't think Joe Lacob necessarily cares about that, because I think they also wouldn't be willing to kind of play this game of chicken if they didn't believe that their younger players weren't ready to maybe have to fill that void. Like, I think the stretch, now he's not a perfect player in my mind, and hopefully he's got a lot more to grow, but I think Pajemski stepping in as the starting two and the Warriors being as successful as they were with him as the starter kind of gave them some confidence of like they might have, not the heir apparent, but they might be able to still win 45 or 46 games if Klay Thompson's no longer there.
Well, and that was the report from just this week. Reportedly, the Warriors are looking at Pajemski as just being the starting two all next year.
I mean, one of the reasons I wanted Klay back was as a six man. Like, I don't think his days. I think his days as a starter or as a helpful starter to like a contending team are done. And if he's playing north of 30 minutes a night at age 35, I just don't think he's going to be able to help you more than he hurts you. So, yeah, I mean, whether it's Pajemski, whether it's Moody, I think the question I would have for the Warriors was, like, do you really think that your young guys are ready for this type of responsibility? But then again, tick-tock, because Kuminga's going to have money coming his way either this summer or next offseason. Same with Moses Moody. And then a year from now, you're going to be thinking about what you want to do with Pod. So they have to start also thinking about their younger players and where they fit in their future as much as where the older players fit. And that's where I think Klay Thompson probably doesn't want to take a back seat to some of these, quote, unproven guys. But the fact of the matter is, Klay Thompson is kind of over the hill. It doesn't mean he can't be a still productive player. It doesn't mean he can't help teams on given nights. But I think he's stuck still in 2022, and the Warriors are trying to be a team that thinks about 2026.
Yeah, I think maybe the Klay conversation, and he seems frustrated now, and it's totally fair and understandable. I think most of us in his situation would feel the same exact way. It's partly because of the waiting on a contract offer from the Warriors, and the report is from Slater, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, the Warriors haven't even offered him a contract, period. So that's part of the frustration. Like, why haven't you at least offered me something yet? Like, I'm a franchise great. I deserve something. The other part of this is, even if the Warriors were to offer him something, it might just be to, you know, be the sixth man and come off the bench. And Pajemski's our starter. And that in and of itself might also upset Klay. So it might not only just be the fact that he hasn't been offered a contract, but it might also be the plan that the Warriors have for Klay this coming season, if he does indeed come back, is one he does not want. And maybe that leads to, you know, what Anthony Slater was writing about. Another part of this story that he wrote was, even if the contracts that he get from other teams on the open market is not what he was expecting, he doesn't want to sign them, and the Warriors ultimately acquiesce and give him what he wants, he might be upset enough to not want to do that. Like, he might not even want to be on the Warriors, not just because of the slight that he feels because he hasn't been offered something yet, but because he just doesn't want the role that the Warriors want to pigeonhole him into.
No, I also think a telling nugget from Slater's story refers to Malik Monk, which is Monk chose to essentially not test free agency because he could get the fourth year with the Kings. He could get the player option, and that would give him more stability. So I think the Warriors would be willing to still have a two-year offer on the table, but I think that they're hoping that Klay Thompson goes out and finds that there's nobody that's willing to give him anything longer than 2 years. And then it's just a question of Klay, can you swallow your pride and come back because you've perceived these slights and you feel disrespected by the Warriors? But I think the Warriors are banking on, Klay, you're going to feel disrespected by the market. Like, you're going to have to swallow your pride wherever you go. And at the very least, you can stay here, be at home, a place that you are comfortable in. You might not be happy at first, but at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to, like, you can't have both. You're not going to be able to eat your cake and have it too. And that's what the market is telling us. And I think the Malik Monk contract is a pretty good example that if you want to be rewarded, it might be better off just to stay put.
Maybe. From the Xfinity Mobile text line, 530 says, and this is what you were talking about, Klay isn't back and leaves in free agency, there will be a lot of pissed off Dubs fans looking to go off. Re-sign Klay. And that's fair, and it's what you're talking about, Evan. If Klay does not come back, I think sometimes we kind of get caught in this social media like wormhole where everything we see on social we feel is representative of the entire fan base. I think there are so many fans out there that absolutely adore Klay, despite some of the issues recently. And if he leaves, and it appears that the Warriors were the main reason that they kind of pushed him out and were willing to take that risk, there's going to be a lot of upset Warrior fans. And there's one of them on our text line right now, the 530, saying, re-sign Klay. If you don't, we're going to be ready to go off. And the way it's currently playing out, it seems like the Warriors are the aggressors in leading to that potential reality.
Well, that's why I think as much as it is about basketball, again, I think it's also about the optics of it. It's about how you can control the narrative of the choice that you're going to have to make, because even if Klay Thompson comes back, there might still be some fans that feel like Klay was disrespected, or they're going to be shocked at whatever number he re-signs for, or they might feel like he's going to be a problem because he feels like he's better than Pods or feels like he's better than Moody. People might perceive him as a locker room cancer. I don't know how they see Klay Thompson, but I do know that there's a large contingent of fans that will love Klay no matter what, and they'll always appreciate everything that he's done for them and will never be an anti-Klay type of fan. That's all well and good, but at the end of the day, I think the Warriors are trying to, in a perfect world of Klay walks, to set this up as he chose to not come back. We extended the olive branch for what was fair for us in order for us to get better, and they can always fall on the built-in excuse that, look, we missed the playoffs last year. We had to make adjustments, and it sucks that Klay Thompson just chronologically is the first guy that we have to move off of, but that's just business. And I think that's the kind of narrative that they're trying to put out, or that they're going to try to create. But this Slater story certainly messes with the gumbo pot.
Yeah. It does. Really quickly, before we get on out of here, YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Atco Pest Control, with a super chat, $5 to say the text line we read, the 530, he does not speak for all Warriors fans. I don't want him back. Yeah, there's people on both sides.
Yeah.
There's people on both sides. It does seem to be the anti-Klay contingent is generally louder on social media than the pro-Klay contingent. I'm just saying there are fans on both sides, but that's all we have time for today here on 95.7 The Game. We'll be back, as always, on Monday morning, bright and early. And reminder, Warriors general manager Mike Dunleavy Jr. will speak on Monday at 3:30. We'll have it fully covered for you here on 95.7 The Game, so you want to be locked in all day Monday. We might get some more developments from Klay Thompson and the Warriors. Who knows? And free agency is right around the corner. We are approaching the end of June. And remember, Kevon Looney's contract becomes fully guaranteed on Monday. The Warriors have a decision to make there. Slater reporting it's likely they fully guarantee that contract and bring him back for next year. Chris Paul's contract, the $30 million, becomes fully guaranteed on Friday. They can potentially push that off to later. We will see how it all plays out, regardless of when it happens and how it happens. We've got it all covered for you here on 95.7 The Game. For Evan Giddings, my name is Mark Granny signing off. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Monday here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.